Today has been a day of markets that you glance on the screen and they change. A lot of flip-flopping going on. The big question is why and what matters when we look at all these numbers. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike, of course, with Global Commodity Analytics, and that's where we got to start, Mike. What matters right now as you look at these markets?
Well, what really matters right now has been the same thing that's mattered ever since late last year, Susan. We've got an inflationary bias in this market that has rewarded us in the commodity sector, but now it's starting to be more of a double-edged sword that's starting to damage us in terms of investor demand or investors wanting to get long this market. And I think the price action on Tuesday was a good example of that. We go back and think about what ultimately led this market higher before we had the crude oil and the wheat market go from the ugliest, most oversupplied commodities to the two most undersupplied and most supportive price rally markets in commodities. And it was the gold market. It was the precious metals markets. And ever since the Iran conflict started with the United States, gold has fallen roughly 15%. And there's really one big reason for that that I think starting to come into focus now in this market. It's something that Jesse and I actually talked about last week on Market Talk. And I said, I don't know when this is going to come in, but it's getting my attention. And that's the bond yields. That's the interest rates that the real market determines based upon what they think the central bank policy is going to be. And the higher the crude oil market goes, the market is now judging that as the more likely the Federal Reserve, the Bank of Japan, the European Central Bank will all raise rates in coordination with one another to, guess what, tamp down that inflation, that crude oil-led inflation. And to give you some numbers, on Tuesday, not only did our 30-year U.S. Treasury hit the highest level since 2007, I mean, that's pretty hard to imagine. We've hit now the highest level in bond yields on the long bond going all the way back to just before the financial crisis. But that was started by Japan's 30-year bond hitting the 4% mark for the first time since those bonds were issued back in 1999. And the UK British bonds, the gilt, the 30-year gilt, has hit now a 28-year high. What essentially is happening, I think, is that crude oil market is posing a problem for investors. They don't want to sink more money into commodities, especially if they see the gold market going down. And unfortunately, that's what the grains are caught up in right now. I think that's really the bottom line. And at the heart of this is the dollar. What does the dollar do as this goes on? And I think that answers our question as to what's going to be more important, not just going into the three-day weekend, but much past the three-day holiday weekend. And that's where really it stands. We had a chance to take these markets higher and I think go up to last week's highs given the wheat conditions and given what we're hearing about other countries like Australia pulling back on their wheat acreage base.
So besides that, the policies you talk about will continue to take center stage as we see so many hands in the pot that normally aren't a part of these agricultural markets.
That's 100%. I mean, this is where it's very difficult as an analyst that's been in business since 1995 to look at the policy and try and then weave through the supply-demand fundamentals because soybeans are a perfect example. You know, theoretically, given the export pace we're in right now, you'd think soybeans would be leading this market lower. I felt that way for 9 months. But the biofuel policy, and thank goodness for it, that domestic policy has really helped support this market. The crude oil market has helped support the canola, has helped support the palm oil. Countries, Brazil, Indonesia, Malaysia, even the United States trying to get through year-round E15, all potentially helping the physical actual demand and taking off the pressure from the export market. But there's a hook there. And I think this is what we're going to have to deal with in the next 3 or 4 years. And I think this is really important to the younger farmers out there. That hook is this costs money. These policies do cost money. Yeah, they could pay us back and everything may be fine. But right now, as it stands, our global debt, based upon what the International Institute of Finance keeps track of for us, is $353 trillion in the world. That's 305% of the world's GDP. So three times the amount of debt versus what we produce in the world right now. And I think this goes right back to those bond yields and the fears that the market's starting to have. is this the one and only or one final move that pushes higher in the bonds that finally makes the whole markets realize how much in debt we are? We don't know that, but I think these policies are helping add to the global debt, and it's starting to catch my attention, that's for sure.
And, you know, livestock is watching this grain movement as well, sitting back trying to make their plans for purchases.
I really love the livestock market because it's so much more simple than the grains are right now. It's really about can the hogs ever bottom? Well, that's when China gets done cutting their hog surplus and their inventories. Can the feeder market ever catch up to the fat cattle market and allow the fat cattle futures to catch up with the cash fat cattle? I think so if the corn breaks and the grain markets break. And we saw that on Tuesday. We saw a really nice move, and we stayed near the highs on the day as we closed out the feeder cattle market, a real breath of fresh air to give the live cattle support. And obviously the fat cattle market heading into the cattle on feed report, clearly showing us not only are we current, but we still have very strong consumption because packers remain in those low 260s for cash fats. I don't think it'll go much higher than this, especially with the holiday coming on. But what a great way to start the summer.
Absolutely. Mike Zuzel joining us today. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That is your Tuesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.